temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township. Donnie Football in for Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller this afternoon. Jeff Hathorn comes your way tonight from 6 to 10:35. Jeff will join me in studio in about 15 minutes' time here. We have three young Syracuse minds behind that glass. We will have some Syracuse trivia at 5:30. But right now, a very special chat for me. We go out to the Fan Hotline and welcome in former Pirates broadcaster for over 30 years, the one and only Lanny Fritteri is with us on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, a former professor of mine at Waynesburg University. He is on his way up to Cooperstown this weekend to celebrate the Hall of Fame induction of one of his best friends, Jim Leland, a Pirates legend in his own right. Lanny, before we get into that, I know you are an avid golfer. So Chris Muller took today off. He had the opportunity to play at Oakmont, and he shot an 88 at one of America's toughest courses. What do you think of that?
That's pretty impressive. Yes, that is. Matter of fact, I played golf today, and I was able to beat the rain. By the way, I played golf today with Louis Lips and also with dear friends Bruno Papasergi and Chad Papasergi. Bruno is the athletic director at Charleroi, and Chad is the basketball coach at South Park. But we had a great day. Hey, you were mentioning about the Syracuse guys behind the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Syracuse. That's the second greatest broadcast school, sports broadcasting school in America, behind Waynesburg University. Right?
That's what I heard, Lanny. That's what I heard.
That's it.
That's what I heard. Lanny, have you ever played Oakmont?
I did about 12 years ago. My game is not anywhere close enough to being good enough to play Oakmont, but what a great golf course.
Lanny, a very special weekend for you. You get to go up to Cooperstown. You're going to be on your way up there tomorrow, I believe, to celebrate the Hall of Fame career of one of your dear friends, Jim Leland. Just how big of a moment is this for you? Not even for Jim. We'll get to that in a moment. But you, as a longtime friend of Jim, being someone who broadcasted for the Pirates for over 30 years and a lot of Leland's tenure with the Buccos, how special is this for you?
Well, it is going to be one of the greatest weekends in my life. Jim Leland has tens of thousands of friends, and I'm very proud that I'm one of them. I haven't been to Cooperstown in probably 40 years, and this will be the first time that I have been to Cooperstown, having been in Major League Baseball. And I, thanks to Jim and Katie Leland, I'm on the list to be a part of most of the receptions, if not all of them. As a matter of fact, I received invitations from the Detroit Tigers yesterday for some of the receptions they're having for Jim. So it's going to be a great opportunity for me to see a number of people who I knew when I was announcing in Major League Baseball, and folks that I've not seen in 16 years. But most of all, it's going to be a real treat for me to watch Jim and Katie and their son Patrick and their daughter Kelly in the spotlight. And also, one thing that stands out for me is that, as I mentioned a moment ago, Jim Leland has tens of thousands of friends. And it is particularly meaningful that Jim and Katie want to share this as much as they can with their friends and family. I don't know whether this is typical of Hall of Fame people or not, but I've watched Jim and Katie prepare for this weekend, and they're very, very interested in sharing this moment with those people that have meant so much in their lives.
Lanny, will you have some sort of speaking role at this? I mean, you mentioned being part of all the receptions. Will you have opportunities?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't believe baseball does an introduction. You know, Jim Leland's, I think it's fair to say Jim Leland's two best friends are Tony La Russa and Gene Lamont. And of course, La Russa is in the Hall of Fame, and he'll be there. You know, by the way, I won't be surprised if Barry Bonds is there. Everyone knows how close Barry and Jim are. And Bonds and Leland are going to go into the Pirates Hall of Fame together. So I expect that Barry will be in Cooperstown. But as I said a moment ago, it'll be, first of all, I'm from Rochester, New York. Okay. So Cooperstown is only a couple of hours from Rochester. And so for someone like myself who grew up wanting to be a baseball announcer, and now here I am going to Cooperstown, as someone who, A, has been in the major leagues, and then, B, going as someone that has had a close relationship with Jim. And I think, Donnie, you and I have talked about this a number of times, about how I was most fortunate that during my career, when Jim was the manager, he opened up to me in so many ways. I did his radio show. After every game on the road, I went to his suite and sat in his suite with his coaches. I was privy to a lot of inside information. Some of it I was able to use off the record. Some of it I was able to use on the record. But you can imagine, as a broadcaster, to be able to, I mean, to know, I mean, even if it's a case where you know something and you know the manager feels a particular way about a player, you know, that at least guards you against saying something we've counterproductive to A, the organization, or hurt your credibility as a broadcaster. So let me also say that some of the funny moments for me and for Jimmy, you know, there have been a couple of times when I stepped over the line as a broadcaster. I can remember one day Jimmy Leland had a meeting. And I went into his office afterwards, and I said, "Skipper, what was the meeting about?" And he looked at me and he said, "Lanny, if I had wanted you to know, I would have invited you to the meeting." So, yes, we were very close friends, and we are very close friends. But Jimmy's also a most candid individual. And by the way, you won't find many people that are as loyal as Jim Leland is.
Lanny Fratteri, former Pirates broadcaster, our guest here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Lanny, pretty much every spring, every time the Pirates get ready to head south and get ready for the next season, the clip goes viral of Jim Leland screaming and getting in the face of Barry Bonds. So I'm glad that you like to bring up how good of a relationship those two actually had, because I think people see that clip on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and they get the idea of, oh man, these guys must have hated each other. But just paint a little bit more of a picture of why that wasn't the case.
Well, first of all, I want to point out, I was not in spring training yet when this incident happened. So I did not see the incident. I obviously don't know an awful lot about it, but you're making a great point, Don. And that is that, What people have failed to realize is that this moment was more meaningful for the establishment of a relationship of respect between Barry Bonds and Jim Leland. And also you need to know that Jim Leyland in his career was always very concerned about how he dealt with players. And consequently, Jim never liked to have meetings in his office. If he had a problem with a player, he would very often go into the outfield where the player was standing, and it would be one-on-one. You know, he didn't want to call attention to it so that the media would speculate about what's going on. So this was the beginning of a very strong friendship and relationship. And everybody needs to know that every time Barry Bonds has been honored, Jim Leyland has been there for Barry. And so it is an extremely close. Matter of fact, Jim Leyland believes that Barry Bonds is the greatest player that he's ever seen, and believes that he's the greatest player that's ever played the game.
Lanny, will you be with those guys later this summer when they are honored by the Pirates? They're both entering the Pirates Hall of Fame together, and I'm hoping that you will be in attendance for that as well.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping as well. Joe Bilodeau usually is in charge of that. Jim Tredinnich, I know, is in charge of the Hall of Fame. And when Kent Tekulve went in last year, I was invited, so I suspect that I'll be invited again. Again, my feeling is that whatever opportunity I have to stand near the shadow of Jim Leyland's fame, I'm pleased about that. By the way, I think many people know this, but Jim Leyland's son, Patrick, I am his godfather, and Patrick is managing in the Chicago White Sox organization, but Patrick has been given permission to fly away from his team, to leave his team this weekend so that he can be with his dad And so it'll be great to see Patrick and Jim and Kelly and Katie all there, basking in the glow of this particularly meaningful moment in the life of a baseball man.
Legendary Pirates broadcaster Lanny Fritteri on his way to Cooperstown this weekend to honor one of his best friends and another legend in Pirates baseball history, Jim Leyland, heading into the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend. Lanny, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Donnie, thanks for asking me to be on the show. I appreciate that.
There we go. Lanny Fritteri, one of the great voices, great historic voices in Major League Baseball. Dom, you were probably too young to remember what Lanny in his days as a Pirates broadcaster.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, his last season, 2008, I believe. Then only about 2 years later, he became a professor at Waynesburg, and he started hauling some guys in, including myself. I rolled in there for the fall of 2014, and here I am now, damn near almost 10 years later. So Lanny is somebody I have to give a lot of thanks to where I'm at right now. Coming up, one of the hardest working guys in Pittsburgh media will step into the studio. He also will pilot you from 6 to 10:35 tonight. Jeff Hathorn joins us in a few moments, not far away from Syracuse trivia and the hodgepodge of nothingness as well. Jeff,
temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Life Hathorn is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters. No more overflows. No more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Jeff joins us right now in studio. Jeff will pilot the evening show tonight from 6 until 10:35. Jeff Hathorn, for my money, the hardest working man in Pittsburgh media, across the table from me. Jeff, you're always too humble. I already see you there shaking your head.
No, there are a lot of people that work hard in this business. So, but hey, I'm just happy because I think we're gonna have 4.5 hours of the return of Big Red.
Oh yeah. You got a lot of stuff now that just dropped in the last half hour. The Steelers, if you have not heard, Jeff just alluded to it, they have signed Tyler Matakevich to a one-year deal, a special teams ace, if you will, and I guess a depth inside linebacker if they really need it. But also, the Pitt Panthers basketball program making some news. They just extended Jeff Capel. Kind of out of the blue, like they didn't have a press conference or anything. We just see the release come across social media.
And he signed through 2029-30 season. So here's a guy that 2 years ago, Jeff hadn't had a winning season, wondered if he would be back going into March of a few years ago after 11 wins, wondered if he would be back. Now he's signing an extension for, I mean, it should be 2 years, two straight years of NCAA tournament, but 1 year of NCAA tournament and a, 22-win season last year.
It is really cool what he has turned that program into because, like you said, it was hitting some pretty rocky bottoms. Obviously, the Kevin Stallings era was a complete disaster, but there were even times with Jeff Capel. He was in what? I want to say like year two or three. You know, we had players allegedly, you know, messing around with each other's girlfriends. It was just completely blowing up the roster. Things looked ugly. Justin Champagne was really the only bright spot on what was a pretty bad team. He turned into a beast of a player. I almost kind of feel bad for him that he didn't get to take part in what has happened the last two seasons of Pitt basketball because you brought in some nice guys through the transfer portal. Blake Hinson had one of the most impactful two-year stints in Pitt basketball history, and it seems like all of the sudden this program is in a really good, healthy place.
And I think the thing that to me that is impressive about Capel is, and he did for a little bit, he put up with it, with some of the stuff that happened. But he made a decision, like, am I just going to let these guys, just because I'm trying to find a way to win right now, do I let these guys do this stuff? Or do I set, like, this is the program, I don't care what happens to it, because they're pretty decent. I mean, Johnson could play, McGowan's could play, Tony was a nice player for them, and all that stuff went on, and they all left, and the cupboard was bare. And then Champagne, he could have tried to convince him to stay, but instead, from everything Champagne tells us, he was really honest about, hey, you need to go. I've talked to a bunch of people. You know, go give it your shot. This is a good opportunity for you, when he could have really tried to convince him to stay for his own benefit. And then some of the guys they brought in from the portal not only have been good players, you haven't heard anything. And I realize, I mean, they also had some situations that happened, and those players have moved on. They didn't do everything they could have done. Hughley, you know, had a situation.
Yep.
Suspended. Then, you know, it's time for him to move on. I think for the most part, while he could have taken more risk and with certain players, he's run a good foundation, and I think that's led to where we sit right
and
now.
And I think in a time where, you know, sometimes it's tough to keep up with the Joneses, like the blue blood schools in college athletics, you know, really it doesn't matter what the sport is, but Capel has done a good job to pivot in his own right and figure out a way to bring this program back to relevancy. I mean, he has opened up now something good for recruitment of both incoming freshmen from high school and also the transfer portal. I mean, the last 2 years they've made it to the NCAA tournament. They were right on the bubble this past season, back-to-back winners of the sixth man of the year, Nike Sabandi, and then Ish Leggett won it this past year. And they just have a maybe, I don't know if I'd say a very flourished roster, but one that is in a much better spot than what it was. I mean, I just think for a recruiting standpoint that they are in so much better shape than where we saw things right around COVID time.
And Donnie did it in the ACC. And he did it in a conference where all four Carolina teams are pretty good. I know Wake has had its ups and downs. But the three Carolina name schools, I'll include Duke in that mix, our Virginia team that has won the national championship. Syracuse still had Boeheim for most of the time that Cables was coaching in it. Miami was in a Final Four. Florida State was in a Sweet 16, and yet he was able to find a way to get it back and get it going, find the right mix. He knew what he needed to do. And the other thing I think he did really well is he's an old school coach by almost every mindset that he has, but he embraced the portal. He didn't reject it. He didn't go Dabo that we're not doing that stuff. He embraced it, figured out how to use it, even before NIL got really big. But he saw, okay, if I can get these type of players with this group, remember, they were a team that couldn't shoot threes. That was not the case the last 2 years.
93.7 The Fan sports director Jeff Hathorn, our guest here. Check out his stuff at 93.7thefan.com. Want to pivot to the Pirates here, Jeff, going into the second half of the season. Did want to get your comment, if you had any, on what we saw last night from Paul Skeens. I'm sure you'll mention it at some point tonight between the hours of 6 and 10:35. We did get the big matchup between Skeens and Judge. Anticlimactic, but hey, Skeens 1-0 in my book. He had one pitch, one out, ground ball to third.
I'm going to live with the fact that either Skeens was okay with a walk or the umpire just said, you know what, I'm going to take one for the entirety of the sport. And as that pitch was crossed up, I'm going to call it a ball so we could see the Judge matchup. I wish he would have fouled off the first pitch that he went swinging at, Judge, that we could have seen a little lengthy battle as opposed to him gas one at 100 and Judge just roll over it down to third. But he was great. I thought the attention for Skeens is awesome for the organization, the city. The opening graphic they had and had the, you know, the backdrop and the bridge and Skeens on a little pirate ship, like that stuff, Like every once in a while, I have to sit back and think, all this attention is about a pirate. Like not some dude with the Dodgers or Yankees or whomever. This is a Pirates player that people are going nuts over. And it's so cool. And I thought the attention was good last night. I thought he's handled everything so well for being just 22. And before he got to LSU, he was pretty much in obscurity, or at least tucked away at the Air Force Academy. He's handled it beautifully, even with, you know, the it can be tricky when you have a very famous girlfriend. All of it he's handled really well.
I thought that Derek Shelton maybe tipped his hand a little bit. Maybe it was a slip of the tongue. I don't know, but he did his weekly hit with Starkey and Zeiss yesterday, and they asked him, in case he did not see Aaron Judge, hey, and Joe, I thought, did a very good job of poking it out of Shelty yesterday when they chatted. Hey, let him go back out there for one more batter if it is Judge. And he said, don't worry, he'll see Judge later in the season when we play the Yankees. That's the final series of the regular season. That tells me, maybe I'm reading too much into it, that tells me there's not a plan right now to shut this guy down.
So Charrington, I actually asked him about it, a week and a half ago now, when we had our last media gathering with him, with Pittsburgh reporters, and he danced around it a lot. He said, we don't have a definitive plan. We haven't talked to him about skipping starts. But if you just look at the load and include what he pitched in the minors, I mean, the math just doesn't work that he would finish the season. So I don't know exactly how they're going to make that work. Maybe they're going to roll the dice and keep pitching him. And then I think, wasn't it Strasburg that pitched into September, and then they shut him down while they were in contention? I mean, that would be the worst.
A hard sell.
But,
oh, man,
but then
that
again,
would not be good.
If he were to skip a couple of starts in August and they were to lose a couple of games and it made it irrelevant in mid-September, then what's the right move? Like, it's really a tricky situation because – you can't tell Skeens will just pitch to contact. You know, just work some quick innings. It doesn't work that way with his style.
Do you think they maybe get creative with a six-man rotation? I feel like that's a route they should really look into. I mean, they have plenty of guys on that pitching staff that can start. Luis Ortiz is pitching his ass off this year, for one, and that has been a pleasant surprise. Jared Jones, you'll think he'll eventually be back.
Sure.
They're saving his arm for sure, even though it was the lat injury that took him out. But you have Falter, you have Priester, you have Perez and Gonzalez, to play out the string as long as you don't make any moves at the deadline. And obviously you have Mitch Keller at the top. You can get creative, I feel, and have six guys running there to give everybody an extra day.
Yeah, and I think that's an option. Like, do you want to mess with Keller's usual routine? Like, there are so many things to consider when you start talking about doing something creative. They do have options. So for me, Ortiz is a guy, like, I know Baltimore is really looking for starting pitching. I don't know if he'll ever have a higher trade value than right now.
I may just be the world's biggest Luis Ortiz fan. I really don't want to get rid of that guy.
But I think I feel like you want to talk about getting a value bat back. I think Ortiz might help get you that value bat. Plus, I mean, you got Chandler that's months away from MLB, and Priester, you've got the guys you know, you can always sign a couple of free agents if you need to augment it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just feel like Ortiz is like that glue guy this year and that staff. Like, he's been anywhere they ask him to go, he's been so good for them.
And that's what makes him valuable. That's why, I mean, you have I dare say you have a glut of starting pitching. You need bats. If you're going to compete it in the last couple of months, don't you need another bat?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, there's no question.
If a guy that you don't even know would be in the rotation when Jones gets healthy is available.
Do you think Chandler should be off limits?
For this season, yes. For this season, yes. If they go in the offseason and some team wows them with a guy that's under control for a couple of years and they really want Chandler, and I can get a really good hitter, I don't know who that might be. I'm just spitballing. But but I can get a corner outfielder, first baseman that I could plug in there for 2-3 years, I would really consider it. I would really consider it. Because at some point, these prospects are players that you trade to win now.
Right.
And they've never really, they haven't had to do that over years because sadly they haven't been in that position. But you can't, I don't want to get in a situation where you think every prospect is going to become a really good player. Like, I think Chandler will be a good pitcher, but how many really good pitchers can you afford at the Pirates? I mean, you're going to have Keller, Jones, and Skeens, right? You're going to have a Priester, or if Ortiz stays, if I can get a really good bat for a guy that's, I would really consider it.
Jeff Athorn, check out his stuff, 937thefan.com. He will also be hosting tonight from 6 to 10:35. Jeff, thank you, as always.
See you in a half hour.
Jeff, we have some Syracuse trivia coming up next. All three young men in that room, young Syracuse minds. I got 7 questions ready. I got 2 for each guy, and then if we are even after that, I have 1 bonus question.
You get a pony lifeline?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Pony's got a busy day. It's Stella's first birthday, so I don't know if they can. I always wondered on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, what if the person didn't answer?
Wouldn't he be one of your lifelines, Pony?
Oh, yeah, he would.
Because he remembers everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would, absolutely. I mean, you guys ought to consider it. If you're stuck on something.
I'll be like Regis. Oh, your son's trying to win $1 million.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, boys. I bet your hearts are beating a little bit. Speaking of hearts, schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 6 o'clock. I am with a trio of young minds from Syracuse University. We have last year's intern behind the glass, now part-time producer, Dom DiTommaso. We have this year's intern, Sonny Gray. And we have our guy, Ben Dietrich, shadowing us this week. All three in different classes at Syracuse. Ben going into senior year, Sonny going into just his sophomore year, and Dom going into his junior year. So all three separated by 1 year. The way we will do this trivia, I have 2 questions set aside for each of you. Since there are 3 guys, we're not going to worry about stealing answers or stealing potential points, but we can revisit some of those in the end. In the event that we do get down to a tie, I do have a 7th question ready to go. And the three of you will have to have some sort of buzzer sound made with your own voice to chime in, to get yourself the chance to answer the bonus question. But we will see if we get there. Ben, we will start with you, my friend, because you are the eldest member of this trio. So we start with this. This basketball star led Syracuse to a national title in his freshman season, then started his long, successful NBA career with the Denver Nuggets.
That's easy. It's got to be Carmelo Anthony.
He got it.
Oh, Jesus, Donnie.
Hey.
Just give him a point. Why even ask the question?
I have 3 relatively easy sports ones on here. All 3 of you get them. Sonny, unfortunately, no hockey. That is, I do have to apologize for that. So we do have a point.
Sonny's out.
For our guy, Ben. Dom, you are next. This quarterback was named Big East Offensive Player of the Decade and named Player of the Year between 1996 and 1998, all 3 years. And he had himself, I'll say this, he's not in the NFL, he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he was He was borderline. He was a pretty good slash very good NFL quarterback.
Would it be one Donovan McNabb?
You got it, Dom.
That's right.
The sports questions have been answered. There's one more left for our guy, Sonny Gray. Sonny, that same quarterback, Donovan McNabb, he played with this receiver at Syracuse, whose son was just drafted early in this past April's NFL draft.
Ooh. Is there a time limit or what? What's the deal here?
We'll start at 10. Oh. Once that hits 42, 10.
I got to guess something here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ernie Davis.
That is incorrect, Sonny. I am sorry. Ben, I feel like you're chomping at the bit. You know the answer here.
Who is it?
It's Marvin Harrison.
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
What? I didn't even...
It is Marvin Harrison. Now, Ben, that does not get you an extra point just because it's a three-man system, but a very good answer. I could tell by your body language that you were all over that one. We will go back to Ben for this one. What is the name of the Syracuse mascot?
Otto the Orange.
All right, there we go.
Too easy.
Donnie. Gave him two layups.
Dude.
I thought yours was pretty easy too, Dom.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm saying, I mean, Otto and Carmelo.
Okay, but like the incoming freshmen would know that, dude.
Yes, they would.
All right. Dom, this one's for you. Which one of these broadcasters did not attend Syracuse? Ian Eagle, Dave Pasch, Jim Nance, Mike Tirico.
It's a great question, Donnie. The answer is Jim Nance.
Yes, it is. Seems like a layup to you, Dom.
That was a tough question.
Sonny Gray, back to you. When was Syracuse University founded? I gotta double check this, actually.
No.
Okay, I got it right. What year? You don't have to give the exact date or anything.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've seen this like a million times. Wait.
We'll wait till it is.
It's 18 something. 18...
I'll give you 10 seconds here, Sonny.
Okay.
It is in the 1800s.
Okay.
5. Sonny.
18.
Let's get a guess.
76.
Oh, you were close, Sonny.
Was
you
I?
Were close. It was 1870.
Oh, I knew it was 1870.
You were very close.
Something.
Did you both know that?
No.
I did not know that. I would have said
really.
Like, I probably would have said like 1862 or somewhere in that ballpark.
See, I can always remember Waynesburg was 1849. I don't know why I remember that, but that's when I always remember. So we do have a tie between Ben and Dom. You guys will need to make some sort of buzzer sound.
This should go well
on your own for this bonus question. What is the Syracuse now in English? What is the Syracuse University school motto?
I can't tell you.
Is it be loud, be proud, be orange?
That's not what my research has showed me.
It's some kind of Latin.
Well... But the translation into English. I'm not expecting you to say it in Latin.
Right.
And I got this right off their website, so...
I don't even have a guess.
I think I actually know, but it doesn't matter.
Do you know it, Sonny?
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
Knowledge crowns those who seek her.
Sonny!
Oh.
Did I just come up clutch?
He got it!
Wow.
Bang.
Sonny Gray out of nowhere. Yes, Sonny, that is the correct answer.
Boom, let's go.
Okay, so now do you have
a triple tiebreaker?
Well, you...
Is that your first one?
Intern Dom, let me have this.
I only made 7 questions. So now I have nothing. Because all I can think of now in my head is a picture of Jim Boeheim's face.
Well, this is great. We ended in a tie. It's like soccer.
I thought one of you guys would have got this last one.
I've definitely heard that phrase before. I just forgot it.
Now I'm going to have to try to search something here. Uh-oh. And maybe for the hodgepodge of nothingness, we will have a tiebreaker question. How does that sound? That's how we'll finish. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have a continuation of Syracuse trivia for the hodgepodge of nothingness.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
So Ben Dietrich, who is shadowing us this week, Dom DiTommaso, last year's intern, now part-time producer here, along with Sonny Gray, this year's intern, all three of them current Syracuse students. Dom and Ben tying at 2, but Sonny may be the most impressive answer of the entire round, figuring out what the motto of Syracuse University was at the buzzer. A great pull by him. So I told these three and the two guys that are tied, I have 3 Syracuse basketball questions set aside. If we don't have a winner after this, the first one to get one and the next guy to lose one, that's it. If a guy gets to 3 and the other guy cannot match him, that's it. We got one more after that. If it's the case, if it hits that point, you're going to have to deal with soccer rules. I'm sorry. And if you want to give yourself a loser's point for this, you can do that too. Ben, you are the older one. We start with you. This former Syracuse basketball player, this former Syracuse football player also spent multiple years playing basketball at Duke. He started playing basketball at Duke. He then transferred to Syracuse and was the Syracuse quarterback.
I'm thinking of, for some reason, whoever their quarterback was when they won the bowl game a few years ago, but that name's not coming to me. It's definitely not Garrett Schrader. It's obviously not Donovan McNabb.
I'll give you 10 seconds here.
I can't think of many more quarterbacks that have played for Syracuse, to be honest. I think I might have to pass on this one.
Dom, you can finish it right now because you're batting second. Do you know who this is?
Not a clue.
It is Greg Paulus.
I would not have gotten that.
Dom, this one goes to you. In the 2003 college basketball national championship game that Syracuse won, this star player, not Carmelo Anthony, blocked a potential game-tying shot in that game. Name that player. To give you more of a clue, he was later a first-round pick of the Memphis Grizzlies in 2005.
Now that helps. I don't know. Dave Bing.
Do you have a guess here, Ben?
Is it Gary McNamara?
No, it is Hakeem Warrick.
Oh, okay.
So now we go to what will be, again, you need to make a buzzer sound here for this final question. And if you do not get this, It's over. You're just going to tie. This Scranton, Pennsylvania native was also on that 2003 national championship team for Syracuse. He spent some time in the late 2000s into the 2010s and also a little bit into the 2020s as an assistant coach. His number 3 is retired by Syracuse. He was a 2-time first-team All-Big East player in 2005 and 2006. Who is this player?
That has to be McNamara.
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
Jerry McNamara. We have ourselves a winner, baby. And it's Ben Dietrich. Did you know it was Jerry McNamara, Dom?
Nope.
Wow.
By the way, Ben called him Gary McNamara.
He did.
That shouldn't count.
Well, you still had no idea who the guy even was.
That was the previous question, and I got it wrong anyway. So this time around, I just stuck to the last name. It works.
My eyebrows perked up a little bit when you brought up Jerry McNamara on the previous question, because that's who I had slated for the final question. Yes, it was Jerry McNamara. Dom, he was an assistant coach as of 2 years ago. You should have been there.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, Ben, you are the winner.
I'm going to quiz you on Wayne's
Good game, boys.
You should. We'll do that next time we're together, Dom. I would love to do that. You can get Harry Callis and City Limits in here if you want. We'll do our own little trio of Waynesburg trivia. I'd be all for it. Thank you guys for the help today. Thank you, Dom, for some great stuff behind the glass. Thank you to everybody who chimed in and joined the conversation. Thank you to Tyler Kennedy, Mike Florio, Aditi, Lanny Forteri, and Jeff Hathorn for their contributions as well. Jeff Hathorn, by the way, will take you from 6 until 10:35 tonight, and then the nightly sports call comes your way after that right here on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.